Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. Animals, grease, and banjo performers. It's the making of a true state fair. Here's Garage Logic, live at the Minnesota State Fair.
Welcome back. We're live at the Minnesota State Fair. Lovely, lovely day. Do we have a Twins update for the loyal fans?
Josh is getting a Twins update. He's going to hit refresh. They were ahead, and we'll give you. Did I mention the fact that we are the 2000 home of the Minnesota Twins here locally?
You have not mentioned that yet.
Okay,
right.
We are.
Who are we? Who have we had the pleasure to have join us here? Chips, right? Who speaks for Chips?
We all do, but I can for now.
What's your name?
My
name's
Tom Arneberg.
Tom Arneberg?
Yep.
Where are you from, Tom?
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Are all the guys from Chippewa Falls?
No, we got two guys from Menominee and one guy from Black River Falls, which is
okay.
Even further.
But it's a Wisconsin barbershop quartet.
That's right, but I grew up 2 miles north of here.
Really? So
yep.
You're very familiar with the Minnesota State Fair.
Yeah, I used to come several times a year.
Are you guys performing at the State Fair?
Yes, we'll be at the talent contest tonight at the band shell at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so you're competing.
Yes.
And you intend to win.
Yes.
Have you?
We hope to.
How long have you been together?
10 years and, no, actually, yeah, 11 years now.
Do you do paying gigs or do you just show up for charities?
We do some of each.
Yeah. And will you be competing against other barbershop quartets?
No, the talent contest is open to anybody. There's jugglers there and soloists and guitar players and everything.
Right, so you're going after a ribbon is what you're going after.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's not a ribbon. There's actually a $2,500 grand prize.
Okay, so well, our best wishes for you.
Thanks.
What would you like to do for us?
Well, this first song we have to do because it's a song we've heard on Garage Logic more than any other song.
Oh, okay.
And
really?
We do it with four-part harmony and with a fancy introduction that you've never heard probably.
All right, but we'll know the song.
You'll know the song when it gets to the chorus.
Okay.
But a brief history of this song. We knew the notes but had never done the song in public before, but we were scheduled to do a show on September 15th of 2001.
Right.
And that was 4 days after 9/11.
Right.
Most things were canceled that week, but the show went on, and so we were backstage before the show trying to decide whether to do this. We didn't know it very well, but we decided to do it anyway.
All right.
And it was a very emotional experience. If you can imagine, put yourself back to 4 days after we were attacked and then listen to this song.
All right. Very good. Chips.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
America. show the GLers your socks, please? Could you guys put one of your feet up on
what
the
do
railing
they have on?
There? No, seriously, show them your. Look at that. They got
dark
the dark socks going with the Bermuda shorts.
We did that for you, Joe.
That's wonderful. What was the event? Tell us again. That was September 15th, 01. Where were you?
It was a barbershop show. Chapters have these shows. This was in Black River Falls at a little theater, and they have, you know, 500 or 600 people. So it was just a normal show, but they didn't cancel it because that was kind of euphoria to cancel everything.
Right.
They said, we're going to go on with the show anyway. And it was after we did that song, it was a 5-minute sustained standing ovation, not for us, but for our country.
Right.
It was just really a cool
show. So it worked, in other
it
words.
Worked,
you're
yeah.
glad you did it.
We might have missed some notes, but they didn't care.
Yeah.
They did
what traditionally is a barbershop quartet song?
Well, quartet songs traditionally are from the 1890s to 1920, about that era. There's a definition of barbershop harmony. The lead always has the melody. The tenor is always above
him. Why don't
him.
You introduce everybody, please?
Sure. The lead is Randy Knack from Menominee.
No relation to
Knack Hardware.
Right.
But Jerry O'Brien from Black River Falls is the tenor. He's always above the lead. That's what barbershop's about.
Okay.
The bass, Rod Bailey from Menominee, is always below the lead.
All right.
And I'm the baritone, Tom
Introduce
Arneberg.
Yourself again, Tom
I'm
Arneberg.
Tom Arneberg. Yeah. I'm baritone. I go up and above and below. Below the lead, I toggle around.
All right, and
what's left over?
Yeah.
What is the the origination of a barbershop quartet? Were they barbers?
Yeah, back in the before we had, you know, radio and things,
right.
People would harmonize. That was a normal thing. Most people harmonize nowadays. A lot of people don't sing at all, which is
right.
sad. But they would sing, and the men would gather in the barbershops. That's their social center.
Right.
And they would just start singing and making up songs, harmonizing with each other.
We have to take a break. When we come back, would you do another song
sure,
for us?
Sure, love to.
This is Chips, ladies and gentlemen, a barbershop quartet. Garage Logic live at the fair. We'll be back shortly with more of Chips.
AM 1500 KSTP.
The Talk Station presents State Fair Men of Genius.
State Fair Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Double Wide Stroller Guy.
Mr. Double Wide Stroller Guy.
100,000 people in close proximity, and you've decided to bring the double-wide trailer of baby carriages.
You're taking more room than you deserve.
This thing doesn't even fit through most doorways.
Yet you continue to push through the masses with all the grace of an army tank.
Thanks a lot for running over my foot.
And let's be honest, the real reason you have this Hummer of a buggy is so you don't have to deal with kids fighting over who gets to be up front.
Let them duke it out and see who wins.
So when you come out to the fair, steer clear of Mr. Double-Wide Stroller Guy. Then head to our cabin to see the Talk Station host live. Personalities who reserve the right not to give autographs to Mr. Double-Wide Stroller Guy.
Mr. Double-Wide Stroller Guy.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. But for the 12 days of the fair, Falcon Heights.
I get the first pick, right?
Yeah. Who are you going to take?
Joe Soucheray. Always scores big points.
True. All right, I'll take Mischke.
In that case, I'll take Patrick Royce.
Ooh, nice pick.
There's no fantasy here. When it comes to compelling, entertaining radio, our personalities are in a league all their own.
Ron and Mark.
Willie and Jay.
Bob Davis.
Kenny Olson.
Oh, how did I miss that one?
No matter whom you choose from our lineup, you're sure to get an all-star.
Dave Thompson.
The Talk Station. AM 1500 KSTP. AM 1500 KSTP. Bungee jump? I don't think so. Garage Logic, live at the Minnesota State Fair.
The mayor of Garage Logic was presented a present by the Chips.
What do you got?
From Randy Knack, no connection to Knack Hardware. The hammer with the Chips logo on there.
Oh, very
right?
nice.
Isn't
Did
that nice?
Is there anything else out there?
No, that's it.
No, that's... Oh.
You're not even allowed to use
hey,
it.
Hey, how come they don't have the barbershop quartet uniform? Is that a passe?
Yeah, we have the striped vest and all that, but when we're at the fair for 8 hours, it's just too hot.
I hear you.
Plus, the vests are 10 years old. They're getting a little shrinking a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to wear tonight in the talent show? What you got on?
What we got on, yeah.
All right. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, Chips, the world's finest barbershop quartet.
Okay, this song...
The world's finest.
This is a song we have to do for your audience. I'm a longtime listener.
All right.
Your audience will love this because it's politically incorrect.
Wonderful.
But it was written in 1912.
All right.
When the circus came to town, J. Augustus Henpeck Brown bought himself a ticket to the show. Oh, oh, passed by all the acrobats, all the men in funny hats. He went to see the animals below. He saw a trainer put his head into the lion's mouth. Waited till the trainer man was through. said, at taming wild ones you're a wow. But here's one thing I'd like to ask you now. Can you tame wild women? Can you tame wild women? You made a tiger stand and eat out of your hand. You made the hippo do the flippo, honest it was grand. And they all obey you, but I wonder would a woman do the same? Though you're quite a clever guy, would your expertise apply if you try to tame a dame? A dame, can you change wild women into sweet, mild women? When you get home at 3, can you take out your key and open up the door and say, shut up, don't talk to me? Can you tame wild women so they'll always lead a sweet and simple life? If that's something you can do, then I've got a job for you. It really would improve my life if you could tame my wife.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that was 1912, and all that proves is nothing's changed. That's since 1912. You got one more short one. Just a shorty, because...
take us into the top
of the
hour.
And then the garage logicians are going to go up there and stuff the ballot box for you tonight, so you guys win.
It's darkness on the Delta. That's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me. Voices sing. Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listen to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee. No one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love. When it's darkness on the Delta, only heaven is in sight. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Oh, let me linger.
Keep singing, boys. This is Garage Logic's 14th State Fair. We're going to be back much, much more. This is Chips in the talent contest tonight. Let's wish them our best if they win this thing tonight. Thank you, guys. That is fantastic. We'll be back with much more. This is the Talk Station, AM 1500. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's 84 degrees at the State Fair. Twins 3, Kansas City 1 is a final.
From